When we crossed the cattle guard that put us back on the ranch, I felt a change come over me. In town, I'd been just another happy-go-lucky dog without a care in the world. But back on the ranch, I felt that same crushing sense of responsibility that's known to people in high places, such as presidents, prime ministers, emperors, and such. Being head of ranch security is a great honor, but also a dreadful burden. I remembered the chicken house murder. I still didn't have any suspects. Or I had too many suspects. Maybe that was it. Everyone was a suspect. Well, everyone but the milk cow, and I had pretty muchly scratched her off the list. And the porcupine, since they only eat trees. But every other creature on the ranch was under the shadow of suspicion. Except Drover. He was too chicken to kill a chicken. When we got home, I trotted up to the chicken house and went over the whole thing in my mind. While I was sitting there, lost in thought, a chicken came up and pecked me on the tail. Scared the fool out of me just for a second. I snarled at her and made her squawk and flap her wings. That's another thing about this job. Every day, every night, you put your life on the line. And for what? A bunch of idiot birds that would just as soon peck you on the tail as tell you good morning. Sometimes you wonder if it's worth it, and all that keeps you going is dedication to duty. In the end, that's what separates the top echelon of cow dogs from the common rubble. Rabble, whatever the word is. Anyway, the dogs that don't give a rip is what I'm saying. Well, I had nothing to work with. No evidence, no case. There wasn't a thing I could do until the killer struck again. I could only hope that me and Drover could catch him in the act. I decided to change my strategy. Instead of throwing a guard around the chicken house, we would use the stakeout approach. Stakeout is a technical term which we use in this business. Webster defines stake as a length of wood or metal pointed at one end for driving into the ground. It comes from the Anglo-Saxon word staka, akin to the Danish stak. Out is defined as away from, forth from, or removed from a place, position, or situation. It comes from the Middle English ut. That's about as technical as I can make it. In layman's terms, a stakeout is basically a trap. You leave the chicken house unguarded, don't you see, and watch and wait and watch until the villain makes his move, and then you swoop in and get him. It's pretty simple, really, when you get used to the terminology.